Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. Ladies and gentlemen, Lori Hart is about to come on and bring the heat, empowering you to really step into your vitality, your youthful energy, and just be your best no matter what age you are, because age is just a number. Before we get there, though, this interview is brought to you by the 21-Day Challenge. And the 21-Day Challenge is to help you get crystal clear on your long-term goals, break them down into bite-sized steps, and take massive action on a daily basis. So if you're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or lost, and you want to get back into gear and have massive momentum, send me a message and let me know you're interested in the 21-Day Challenge. Next up is the iTunes Review of the Week, and this week it's by some random string of letters on iTunes. And random string of letters, and it says, such an uplifting energy. Chris shines so brightly. This is a man on a mission to spread love and authenticity. I'm in awe of his commitment to having fun, creating a life of fulfillment and abundance, and supporting others to do the same. Keep up the good work, Chris. The world needs you. Thank you so much. If you want to give us a review, go to beergps.com/iTunes or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes store. Thank you so much in advance for doing that. And now we're going to be introducing Lori. So make sure you have a pen and paper. You're ready to take notes, ready to capture the goal, because we're going to be diving into some deep, amazing, amazing wisdom that she's accumulated over her years. So let's introduce her and then bring her on. Lori Hart started her journey as a portrait artist. Beginning in New York, Lori studied paramedical makeup to be in service to cancer and AIDS patients after losing her mother to cancer. She realized that people's performance was determined by how good they felt about themselves. Using beauty for transformation, she then went on to work with celebrities in movies and television. She realized that no matter how successful people were, they mostly felt all insecure about their appearance, and that it affected their performance. After struggling with her own image and studying personal development, she realized everything is an inside job. That is when she started merging the two. She is one of the pioneers in mineral makeup. She has been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine, Los Angeles Magazine, NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox, and many more. She was a makeup artist for Playboy magazine. She has worked with many A-list celebrities and speakers and specializes in safe, healthy beauty without hurt, loving yourself as you age. She has started a new movement to defy aging and help people feel great about themselves as they age. And we're blessed to have her here with us today. Lori, are you ready to rock the house, superstar? She sure is. You are now live on Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. Thank you so much for being here and being here to share your wisdom and what you've experienced in your life. It's definitely been a journey for you. So thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you.
Nobody would have, I would have never believed that I'd be here sharing my story, because I used to be such a wallflower.
You broke through, girl. You broke through. That's
one of
awesome.
My greatest triumphs.
That's right. Well, we're going to hear about that. We're going to dive into that. And before we get there, let's talk about the question of the day, which today is take a stand. So Lori, what is this concept of take a stand? How does that show up in your life? What does that mean for you?
Well, you know, they say we teach what you need to learn. And it's taken me many years. And what I've known is that most women always put other people first. For whatever reason, they're running around pleasing. And it's great. But when you're giving from fulfillment is much better, because you have more to give. So taking a stand for yourself and really put yourself at the top of your list so that you can do a better job. So a lot of people, including myself, have given myself up, because other things, other people, other things just kind of get in the way, including time. So make time for yourself, you know, whether it be, it has to be some kind of movement, some kind of meditation, something that gets you into your body, but to really take time to feel you, so then you can operate from there.
100%. Wow. Well, we know exactly what you stand for, Lori. Really self-care, self-love, and really starting with that foundation. That's awesome. So tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you stand for as your clients. When your clients come to you, what do you help them with?
So the back end, I didn't always feel this way. Mm-hmm. I always thought that I was a geek, unattractive, and a misfit. And I had buck teeth, and I was short and fat. I didn't even know I had curly hair till I was over 40, I have to tell you. So it's been a transformation for me. And most of my life, I felt invisible. Well, when I talk to women and see where they live, and men too, and how I see how they feel about the way they look affects their performance. My mother was a makeup artist in New York. And when women would come into the beauty parlor, they called them beauty parlors, they're salons now. They would walk in without makeup and they would look down and they would look around and there was no eye contact. But the minute they had their hair and face, all of a sudden their posture changed, their shoulders went back, they started smiling, they felt good. And I realized that there has to be an answer. Look, I was an ugly duckling. I like to feel glamorous. And I wear no makeup. You know, I have lipstick and mascara and a little blush and sunblock. You know, I didn't always feel this way. I wanted to cover up stuff. What? I don't know. But so it's important to feel grounded and feel good. And if you don't feel good, then go to somebody to help you feel better, as long as they do it in a safe way. And don't make decisions from fear. Make it from choice and consciousness.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Like, in the age today of everything can be done with this quick fix mentality, so to speak, there's consequences to that a lot of people don't anticipate or think about, or, you know, it's just they don't think things through, and they just go do these, you know, procedures and use chemicals and different things like that. And it's like, man, there's so much detriment that's being created by that. So thank you for sharing that. And I want to go back into your journey and talk about your experience and how you gained this perspective. Take us back to really where it all began for you. You talked about, you know, you were in your mom's beauty parlor. I think that's where it started. And then how did you evolve from there? What was your path of being able to serve these women and becoming the beauty and anti-aging expert that you are today?
So, I was always a rescuer. Anyway, I love to, I don't know why, I just love to, I eat people up in a good way. You know, I nourish them. I make them feel good. It's just my thing. I love it. I'm the happiest when I'm, I take a mirror when I show somebody their foul to half their face, and they'll see their face lift and the eyes pop out of their head and the smile, and they're so excited. It's like, that feeds me every single day. And when you go to a doctor's office, unfortunately, what most people do when they see a wrinkle is they do detrimental things to hurt their face. So I'm not a hypocrite. I did the same thing. I was a short, fat, dumpy Jewish girl from Long Island. My sisters were 38 double Ds. I was 38 double A. I had buck teeth. I had braces on until I was 22. I was a total geek. Okay. I was a total geek. I never smiled, and you can see I have a good personality, but I felt ugly. And I had parents that looked like movie stars, and I was the ugly duckling. And so I had that suffering. I had that suffering. And then when I started studying people, I saw they had that suffering. Yeah. And I have this, had then and always will have this childlike curiosity. I get to feel people, and you know, they know that I have no judgment and they can feel me. And so they open up and I hear people's insecurities. And it's become quite a journey for me, the more personal growth I do. And it's all inside. I mean, I could have never talked to you like this 30 years ago, even with all the personal growth I did back then.
Yeah.
The one thing I like about being older is that I'm the most calm about my, I don't have the neuroses. So I went and had Botox and fillers and surgery. Here I am, a short, fat, dumpy girl working for Playboy. And I'm looking at all these gorgeous models, including Pamela Anderson. And one of the girls said to me, why don't you get liposuction? I thought I'd go to sleep fat and wake up thin, and it would be the answer to feeling good about myself. So I said, you know, this is not something I want to be neurotic about. I want to go to the top doctor. If someone's going to go into me, I want to make sure being safe. At least that part I've always been, not looking for a bargain. I say there are things that you look for a bargain, and there are things you pay top dollar. Well, I still got botched. I woke up. I was cut from hip to hip. I didn't know right then that he had cut through all the meridians in my body. And so now I have no peristalsis to digest food. And that's been the consequence of going to a top doctor. But that realization, I woke up and I touched my face and I went, oh my God. First of all, I should have never done it. No doctor should have ever done it. I was in my 20s. But I then said, okay, a facelift's out of the question. Since aging is such a fear and discomfort for so many people on so many levels, I'm going to change the way people see themselves as they age. And that's going to be my mission. That's been driving me for over 40 years. And now I'm starting a movement because I'm 65. Feeling better, looking better. I didn't look this good 30 years ago. You know, to help people embrace that life. Look what we have here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing.
So what about every wrinkle and every line? And sure, it's important. It's important. I'm not saying it's not important. You have to be groomed. You have to know what you're doing. You have to be clean. Yeah. People can tell if you're not clean.
Yep.
They can tell. You know, there's a, I say it's magnetic. You know who you pull, you're pulled. I used to have a friend and people would say to me, can you tell her? She looks like she sleeps in her car, you know. You know, it's like people don't realize, you know, make sure. I used to have these mirrors that were my business card. And a man made them for me. And he said to me, you know, are you kidding? I keep that mirror in my suit pocket. Nobody wears suits anymore. He goes, and before I go into a meeting, I look at myself with that little mirror and I check to make sure there's no food in my teeth. And that my tie is straight. So be mindful. Grooming is by no means saying it's not important.
Wow. So you already had this desire to have people look good, right? And you're already doing, was it makeup that you were doing for Playboy? Was that the focus?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were already doing that. And then someone persuaded you, hey, try out liposuction. Why not? You know, like you'll look and feel better. You'll feel like $1 million. And then the surgery didn't go as planned. And from that, you're like, okay, you know, this is affecting a lot of people. And so you set out on your quest, you know, a couple decades ago to start like really helping people with more natural products and bring awareness to this. What's changed between when you made that decision and like when you got like hit with that news and had these, you know, health challenges come up, and today, like what would you say has evolved in your philosophy and how you're going about doing this mission?
So I'm aligning with other practitioners that are living the other way.
Yeah.
I'm still learning from a health point of view because my body doesn't digest. So it's a constant issue. Wow. I'm constantly going from doctor to doctor because it's just a permanent thing. So from an emotional point of view, it's annoying. However, years already. So it's kind of like I live with the discomfort. I do what I can. I just got Medicare, so I can go to Medicare doctors. And see, there are benefits for getting older.
Yes.
I just saw that there are all kinds of things that I qualify for as a senior. But look, if you look at me, I'm 65, and the only reason I harp on that, I talk to women and I'll say, well, how old are you? And I don't discuss my age. Like, are you kidding? Be grateful that you got here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get in touch with the things that you love, that make you happy, that turn you on.
So what are the things that you love that turn you on, Lori?
Show tunes. My stepdaughter, she goes, you're not a fag hag. You're a gay guy in a woman's body. We listen, and then I love French, Italian, Spanish music and musicals and food. Oh my God. So now I've added cooking and food. I just got this amazing new kitchen robot. I'm the most excited. So it cuts, it chops, it cooks. Wow. It does everything for you except eat it.
Wow.
With the press of a button, and all the recipes are on it, and it makes it in moments, and it's all fresh.
Dang.
So I'm adding healthy eating to my repertoire.
That's incredible. Oh my gosh. That's super cool. So as far as like the health practices to be in our best health, you know, what would you recommend? You mentioned grooming. That's an important part of, you know, feeling good and looking good. What else would you recommend in terms of being our best, most vibrant selves?
So meditating, we talked about meditating and breathing.
Yeah.
Very important. Something I'm extremely passionate about is earthing. So I sleep on an earthing bat. I promote grounding to the earth's frequencies. Everything's a frequency. It calms the body, improves blood flow. So every place when you're in my care, you are grounded. Every place I sit or stand, you are grounded. If you're getting a treatment, you're grounded. And then I encourage people to do it at home because it calms the nervous system, improves health and blood flow, and all aging starts with inflammation. So it's the easiest way. Plus it blocks out all the EMFs. So it's an amazing practice. And you can do all your meditating and yoga on a grounding mat. So
That's awesome. So tell us more about the inflammation. That's a important part to note, that, you know, the aging is caused by inflammation. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, what causes inflammation, how we can remove that from our life, what we can replace it with. You mentioned meditating, breathing, and earthing and grounding. That's a good thing to create more spaciousness, more oxygenation, you know, like get our body back into a healthy, peaceful state versus inflamed and stressed out, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I also have here, because I'm the gadget queen.
Yeah.
A full body vibration. Stick it up. Then I have a chi chair where you lay in this chair and you put your legs in it and it just rocks you from side to side. Oh my God, it opens up your whole body. Wow. Then I have a chi machine on the floor. Wow. It's out of control what I have here. All ways to get you feeling your body and teaching you how to take care of your... Look, your body is electric. So do you ever watch a medical show on TV and you see that box and you see the thing going up and down and all of a sudden at the end you see the flat line, you know, down, he's dead. That shows you that your electrical system is now shut down.
And why is knowing that our body is electric, why is that important for us to be aware of?
So we have to be aware of positive electricity that's bombarding our body. That's what they're talking about, EMFs. That's why I'm talking about the light from the computer. That's why I'm so crazy about grounding, because just by laying on one, it emits that. But, you know, that's and then lost my train of thought.
The importance of
out the window, trying to look for it, and then
Yeah, body electricity. Why is it important to know that?
So you know how to treat. So your body's electrical. So you have to. You know how to treat it. So like the treatments that I do, align with your body to turn your body back on. So what most people do is they go to people to. Their way of reversing aging is by sanding, by peeling, by taking off your skin like a bad sunburn, and then all that beautiful skin is left to age faster.
Oh.
Everything I do is to get your body to turn itself back on without any of that.
Mm.
Yeah. So because I have to worry about everything I put in my body and on my body,
yeah.
Made me, I'm actually leaving this weekend to go take another class on by a doctor in Ventura, how the gut affects the skin.
Mm.
Everything what we do in our body, for the first time, I'm even much more conscious of what I put in my body has to have an effect. And
yeah.
I used to be, I mean, I'm not a hypocrite. I did processed foods too, but mm-hmm. you know, as you get older now, it's like, it's now or never. It's my third act. Mm-hmm. It's like, I've got to start treating myself like the first class citizen, not like a second. And not just do things for convenience, to be more mindful, to have more planning. And I really believe that taking better care of yourself is a self-generator for other positive things to happen because you're setting the intention that you're important.
Mm. Tell us more about that, the intention in the you know, the paradigm shift of taking care of yourself first versus, you know, what do you see people doing out there? What are the mistakes that they might be making, and how can they start shifting to care about themselves first?
So most people meditate in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I do sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but I have to, I know for me, since it's not something that's familiar to me and I'm still learning, that I have to block out time.
Yeah.
Even if it's to listen to something towards the end of the day, or it depends on what I want to do. If I want to kind of relax and wind down, if I want to listen to some kind of frequency thing, if I want to listen to something positive, something to keep my brain tuned up.
Right.
I'm a big personal growth person. I'm like obsessed. I've studied everyone,
yeah.
You know, because I used to live very tortured. You know, I was a very tortured soul. I was called a Filipino houseboy. I was brought up to feel like a servant, not good enough, not worthy, and realized that I was enacting that. When I got older, I kept that going.
Wow.
And that the more work I did on myself, the more I transformed, and then I'm a sharer, you know. Mm-hmm. I say the words that I live by are love, share, growth, mm-hmm. contribution, and passion.
It's beautiful.
You know, so
yeah.
When I learn something, I share it, you know, and it's my happiest. I say my business is my only way to be legally codependent.
I love it. What personal work did you do on yourself? Like, what did you have to grow through? Like, how can our audience who's listening do that same work, same mindset shifts that you've gone through?
Well, I've done all the work on masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So I did Justin Sterling, the Sterling Institute of Relationship. I was a Pat Allen,
mm-hmm.
Alison Armstrong. Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. I've studied with Harv Eker. I've studied with Tony Robbins. I've studied with John DeMartini. My newest love is Kyle Cease. And the reason I connect, and I love, and I have, and many more, and they're all great because I feel like my biggest gain is that I'm not trapped by the demons from the past. I live relatively free. My mom's gone 45 years. My dad's still here. And although I didn't love a lot of things, I love him and accept him and have not hold on to anything. And all I feel is love. And so to me, that's growth because I don't have any of that internal pain that I had when I was tortured when I was younger. So if I can share that, and I've studied NLP and hypnosis, and mostly to get rid of anything that blocked me. But as I see what other people go through, and since they come to me on a regular basis, I help them see things in a different way. Because what I do notice is that women devalue themselves, and they put the only value on themselves based on how they look.
Yeah. Can you tell us about like what you do or some shifts that you've made for women to help them value themselves so that we can make some of those same shifts on our end?
So I tell them to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. I teach them that they're worthy. Mm-hmm. You know, I make them see that they're supposed to be taking care of themselves, not giving themselves away. Mm-hmm. I especially coach women when they're dating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say my most important thing that changed my life was in my spiritual journey was to stop, be still, mm-hmm. stop running after everything. Mm-hmm. See what comes to you and make decisions from things, from consciousness, from not from fear. Can't let fear run you. I constantly say, okay, no matter where I've had to deal with in the past, mm-hmm. I've dealt with it, mm-hmm. and I'm here. So there's no reason to believe that I won't deal with this too. Mm.
So when you're being faced by fear, someone who's in the audience, they can say, hey, what have I already overcome? And if there's something I'm dealing with right now because I've overcome that, then I can totally overcome this too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's powerful.
And don't make that fear so big. Just say, okay, how big is it? Like, make sure that, for me, what I've learned is when a feeling comes up, I look inside and I go, okay, is the amount of fear I'm feeling in the present, or is that amplified by all the old hurts? So am I overreacting, basically? What is the level of my, you know, angst? And then I go and I say, okay. And then you have awareness and then you breathe and you say, turn it into, like if I had, when I was like running around trying to get ready for this, all of a sudden I started getting anxious and then I just anchored myself into calmness and excitement and I just shift. We have the ability. Look, Tony Robbins, it's all about our state.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Yeah. So we have the ability, it's not easy always, to change our state in a second. And take yourself to gratitude and something that feels good.
Yeah.
And fake it. Cary Grant was a gawky teenager at 13 years old, and he said, I'm going to fake it till I make it. And look who we became. Now, that's, you know, a completely different side of the coin that's saying, I'm not saying not to be authentic. It's very important to be authentic. I think one of the reasons people connect to me is because they see you, see what you get. I have no facade. And I embrace women to let their guard down and just be open to life and love. And if I can do that for the people that I touch, then they're making their... If they're feeling good out there, then they're connecting with more people. And that's how my work keeps, you know, elevating.
How would you recommend we show up in a mindset of non-judgment, both for ourselves and for others as well?
Well, the adult you has to be a parent and say, shut off. That's a judgment. Look at yourself through a clean slate. What made dark spots and bags bad? If you don't like them, then find out what you should do. You know, and I'm big on education. You don't have to be my client. You know, I just don't want to what happened to you happen. What happened to me happened to you.
Yeah.
I just got a text from a coach, and she said my client went had Botox, and her eyebrow and her eyelid collapsed. What can I do? Right? People are making decisions that are, and they're making decisions I'm going to Groupon. Okay? I'm all for a bargain, people. Believe me, you know? But there are things. Another friend of mine went and had her eyebrows tattooed on Groupon. If you're going to do something that's going to be invasive, go to the best person for something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, having the mindset that you're important. Mm. For me, looking at when I think about spending a dollar, I think about, and believe me, I'm a, you don't want to copy me. Okay, but I look at value. Mm. Okay. What is the long-term value? So if I spend a little more to get a better benefit, mm-hmm. the value is I'm not going to deal with any consequences. Mm. So there's nothing wrong with going on eBay and buying, you know, a purse at a discount rather than going to Neiman's and spending five times the price.
Right.
When it comes to taking care of you, your face, your people will spend money on a Ferrari. Mm. They'll go and buy something in the drugstore.
Right.
So all I'm saying is have the awareness and the mindset that it all starts with you. Mm. You can't bring your gifts if you are a broken down suitcase.
Yeah.
So even for me, I'm kicking and screaming all the way because I don't really want to make time for my body.
Mm.
But I have to, because if I don't, I can't do, you know, I'm not going to be able to do it from a wheelchair.
Mm.
You know, I have a lot of years to go. I'm probably going to be going for at least another 25, 30 years. I'm on a mission. You know, who says aging is bad? And it all starts with us because, you know, when I look in the mirror and it's shot from a bad angle and people really see themselves sometimes with bad lighting and think that's what they really look like. So no, that's not necessarily what you look like. It's the lighting.
Mm.
But don't be so hard on yourself.
Mm.
That's the first thing. Forgive yourself. Love yourself.
Yeah. That's powerful.
And if self-care is not something that you're used to, then do little things. Do it in little increments.
Mm. Yeah. Just,
and then, you know, little by little, it starts to put a muscle in your posture because you feel better about yourself because you're doing something a little bit better every day.
So powerful. I love it. I love it, Lori. And what I'm hearing is like, just make the decision first off that you're going to take care of yourself, take care of your temple, take care of this vessel, you know, that you've been given through life. You know, like we have one life as far as we're aware, quote unquote, you know, maybe there might be other philosophies, but while we're here on this planet, so to speak, you know, we really have to take care of this body that we've been given. Yeah, we can go out and spend all this money on cars and bags and, you know, houses and different stuff like that, but that stuff is going to come and go. The one thing that stays with us from start to finish is our body.
Yep. How many people are very rich and they're sick in bed?
Mm. Yeah.
So what? And that's been a lesson for me too, because, you know, it's not a place I've ever lived. The funny thing is I used to be a squash player.
Hmm.
You know, but, you know, general, you know. But, you know, the other day it was a celebrating a girlfriend's birthday, and we ended up going to a gay bar and danced for 3 hours.
Wow.
And although I was in an accident, so I can't participate that long. I'm still recovering.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good to feel the music and feel my body moving.
Mm.
See how that, even something like that, if you want to start, just do things that make you feel good. And that puts you in, that increases the endorphins. So you don't have to jump in and go to the gym. Mm. You know, do something to physically. That's why even breathing is something that's helped me, because it puts me in connection with my body, my mind, and also loosens up all the stuck lymph.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's easy and it's very cost effective. You don't have to leave your house.
I love it. Yeah, you could do it from the comfort of your own home.
By the block.
I love it. So breathing, highly recommend that too. And it's funny because a lot of people think that they need to do all this external work on themselves. And a lot of it is giving ourselves space and giving ourselves love and attention, because we think a lot of people measure it on the outside, you know, and really it's like, how do you feel on the inside? Are you happy on the inside? Are you taking the time to read, to educate yourself, to, you know, take time to meditate, to create that space? Are you taking time to go dance, to have fun, to have those activities that rejuvenate and nourish your soul? That's what will cause the most anti-aging in our lives, I believe. You know, at the end of the day, it's like treating ourselves right and putting those good things in our body.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's also awesome. Spend time with people that you feel good around.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so important. Mm. You know, there are people that drain us, and there are people that we feel good around. And I'm not saying to get rid of all the others, but if you can, it depends. You know, again, value for time, you know. Worth it.
Yeah. No, your quality of life is dependent on the five people that you're around the most. You know, Jim Rohn talks about that. You're the average of the five people who you surround yourself with. So who are you surrounding yourself with? Are you, you know, really around people who bring you alive and have tons of energy and they're on a mission and fulfilling their purpose too, which, you know, comes over into your life? Or, you know, a lot of people are hanging around people by default, their family, they're the people they went to school with. And it can be difficult to disconnect more from those people, to set up boundaries and say, hey, I'm committed to growing myself. I'm committed to a happy life. So we can't have as much time that we spend together. So it's something that you got to take a stand for that and for your life being great and fulfilling and happy and positive.
And you have to choose it.
Yeah. Yeah. Every day.
Every day. Sometimes it's really hard. You know, you get overwhelmed by the circumstance of life, and then just go to something that makes you feel good and just starting, okay, even if it's something simple, you know, that you opened your eyes, or, you know, I'm in this bed, and it's okay that there's roaches. I'm not saying I live with roaches. I'm just saying whatever it is.
Yeah.
To just, you know, get you out of the negative thinking, you know, keep your vibration up.
Yeah. What would you say, what is internal beauty, and what's the difference between internal beauty and external beauty?
Oh my God, I wouldn't want to see what my insides look like. no, I'm kidding. internal beauty. Well, we talked about self-love. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about acceptance. Mm-hmm. We've talked about, passion's really important to me. Mm-hmm. I just heard a coach recently say, which was really interesting, somebody said, I'm not disciplined. Mm. And he said, no, that's not true. You're not disciplined for something you're not interested in. If it's something you're interested in, you would be completely focused, as long as you could be, like, I could go and study about my craft and making people look younger for hours, days. I was on a 5.5-hour coaching call on New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. So it's something that I'm interested in. I have endless amount of leverage and conscience. But if it's something I'm not interested in, I don't even want to spend 5 minutes.
Right.
So I thought that was a really, wow, that was a mindset for me. It's like, So then I, you know, and then I listened to over the years too, what they say is, if it's not your genius, one of the things you learn to do is delegate. So give somebody else the task of doing that you don't want to do, you know, and so that keeps you in the heart space of focusing on what's important, because if you have all these other things bombarding you, it takes you away from your vision.
Yeah.
And it's hard to sometimes, especially control freaks that want to micromanage everything.
Yeah. So you talked about self-love, acceptance. Those are aspects. Would you say that's
self-care.
Yeah, self-care.
Breathing. Mm-hmm. Of course, they say movement is very important. So right. whether it be the gym or Pilates, building bones. One of the things that I recommend is there's a place, if you're in the local area, there's a place called OsteoStrong. And it's an amazing place where you go once a week and it rehabilitates your bones so that you don't have osteoporosis.
And wow.
It's 7 minutes. It's an amazing place. So I recommend that. So you need hydration. It's very important. Good foods, nothing processed. Mm-hmm. No chemicals on your skin. Mm. So I recommend when you talk to me different things that you're using, so you don't want anything with sudsing agents or petroleum, which is in most skincare products. So women don't realize they're putting lead and gasoline on their lips. And they're eating 7 pounds of it a year.
Wow.
Okay. And they don't know what they don't know. Okay. It's all about their fear of looking, but they don't realize that. What is that doing? And how is that aging you?
Yeah.
Oh, doctors are giving you retin A, which thins your skin and creates pigmentation. Okay. And creates pigmentation. And it thins your skin. But oh my God, I have a glow.
Yeah, don't.
Oh my God, what do I do? And so then you put another chemical to get rid of the brown spots. So now you're destroying your face. So there are healthy ways. So I'm passionate, so I don't care if you're my client, that's why I'm offering a consultation. If you've never been mindful how important you are, start now.
Yeah.
Even if you don't believe it, you know, as I've studied, I've really studied to learn that the intellectualization of how important we are and the emotional importance of how we are sometimes down here.
Yeah.
And it's hard to even get them connected, because if you're a wounded bird and you're still being triggered by those old wounds, it's going to take a lot to get you up here. But, little by little, you know, you bring people into consciousness of releasing some of that pain. And if it takes, you know, feeling better, that's a step. Because, you know, for me, with the first time I went scuba diving, I almost flipped out. I was a shallow breather. I had so much abuse growing up in my life. I was punched and kicked and thrown out of cars. I can't even tell you. It's too horrible. So I walked around not breathing, completely closed. So the first time I went scuba diving, and I felt, because I was always in fear. So I've come really far.
Yeah.
But when I went scuba diving and I felt all that air in my lungs, I realized how expansive it was and how expanded my world.
Wow.
And so I add that into, you know, everything I do.
That's awesome. I love it. So, you know, if we had to say some final pieces of wisdom that maybe we haven't touched on yet, or if you just want to recap the best points, the best wisdom from this interview, what are those final pieces you want our audience to receive and take action on today, Lori?
So I would say the first thing is be conscious. And if you're not passionate about yourself and life, make it happen.
That's right.
Okay. You know, be alive. Be grateful. Be turned on. And if you don't know what turns you on, find it. Find it. Because if you don't have that up way of being, nothing, you're not magnetizing anything to you. And you just keep saying that old story. It starts from you. You are the connector.
Yeah.
When you talk to people, talk to them, be with them. What I see what's happening now with the text, one of the things that's outraging me the most is there is no communication.
Yeah.
If you want to send a text, I'm running late, 15 minutes, no problem. But if you're in conversation, touch people. The world is so much juicier if you have connection.
What would you say makes for a meaningful, connected conversation?
when it's a give and take, when someone's not just talking at the other person, and be genuinely interested in what's going on in the other person. You know, it goes back to Dale Carnegie 101, make friends and influence people. It goes back, I still add him to the list. I started back there with Dale Carnegie. I'm old.
Yep. It's a classic.
Oh, don't forget Orna Earhart and Est and all that stuff. Yep. And all the, I mean, you name it, I did it.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Laurie. I love it. Well, this has been super valuable, and our audience definitely wants to know how they can get more, how they can stay connected.
One more thing. Don't take things so seriously. Lighten up.
I love it, Laurie. So how can they stay connected with you? What are the next steps for anyone who's tuning into this interview?
So you can look me up on my website, lauriehart.com. Mm-hmm. You can call me directly. I'm willing to have a conversation with any of you. Just mentioned Chris, who I adore. What a conscious, bright, I mean, he's the epitome of everything that I want people to be. He's such a light and a fire at the same time. It's just that's what's magic. And so I help people to want to feel like, be like that, and, you know, vivacious. So my phone number is 424-249-3809. And my email is lauriehart@lauriehart.com. But make a note, because I don't always look at emails unless I see Laurie read this, or it's me from the show. Just make sure that I see it, you know, and then I'll. But calling or texting is always the best. I'm here to support you, even if it's just to answer questions. Is something safe? If something's not, and you know, I'm here to help. That's the most important thing. I'm here to help.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Laurie. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Your big heart sharing about your wisdom and your experience and your journey. And like all the love that you give to the people in your life. It's absolutely incredible. And you're inspiring, and you're doing everything that you can to leave this world a better place than when you found it. And you got a lot of years left, girl. So let's kick it into overdrive. Let's kick it into overdrive.
You're just a dynamo. You just make me want to. So great. You have such great energy. That smile is bigger than life.
Thank you. We'll see you soon, okay? From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.employeeescapeplan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.